Let these things motivate you. If you've been discouraged lately, wondering if it's worth it, let this life of Tychicus motivate you and point you back to spiritual reality.
The greatest accomplishment we can attain is for the Lord to one day say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Hi, I'm Bill Wright. And today on The Truth Pulpit, Pastor Don Green concludes our current series, The Faithful Servant. Well, Don, Scripture clearly describes a faithful disciple, doesn't it?
Well, Bill, to be a faithful disciple is to be loyal and to be steadfast to Christ, to His Word, and to His people. And my friend, Scripture says that faithfulness is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And so today's message is designed to encourage you in your quiet labor for the Lord, and that labor for Him is not in vain.
Thanks, Don. And friend, let's hear more from our teacher right now on The Truth Pulpit.
What does it mean to be faithful? The word itself, the word faithful here, it means to be trustworthy. It means to be reliable or dependable. It's a word that's applied to a person who inspires trust. And as we consider the life of Tychicus and look back over these passages that we've surveyed so briefly, we're going to see four marks of a faithful disciple that can encourage us in our labors and also beckon us to excel still more. Most often, I would say, it's probably true to say, the Lord puts us in areas of service where the fruit doesn't seem too abundant. It seems a little bit sparse. And you look about at your life and you look at the fruit of your hands and you say, "What is the point of this?" And beloved, you don't look at the fruit. You look at the responsibility and you take courage and you take comfort in the fact that I'm doing what the Lord has put in front of me today. And you're encouraged in your heart to continue on, even if the fruit and the prominence isn't there. What can we say about a faithful disciple? Point number one, a faithful disciple, he is faithful with his love. He's faithful with his love. Look back at Ephesians. I think we'll probably park it here for most of the rest of the time today. Ephesians 6, verse 21. Again, put yourself in the shoes of the apostle as he wrote this letter. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 21. Paul says, "But that you also may know about my circumstances, how I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother," stop there. Don't run through that. There is a wealth of relationship that is built into those words where Paul ascribes to Tychicus this phrase, "the beloved brother." The beloved brother. That phrase communicates the idea of a close relationship that exists between two people who share a common love for Christ and for each other. Paul had, if I could use this term, Paul had a kindred spirit next to him with Tychicus. He looks at Tychicus and he says, "Here's a man who is sympathetic to my interests. Here's a man who understands my circumstances and wants the best things for me." Remember, he's writing this from imprisonment in Rome. "Here is a man who is with me in my chains. Here is a man who is not ashamed to be alongside me when I'm under Roman guard, chained to a Roman guard. This is a beloved brother, O Ephesians, that I'm sending to you." Tychicus here, Grace Life, was a man who was faithful in his love. He and Paul had a spiritual communion that was based on a sincere appreciation and high regard for one another. Listen, if you had the opportunity today to have a man of the stature of the Apostle Paul look at you and say, ah, there's a beloved brother, there's a beloved sister, you would float out of here with gratitude, with the affirmation. Beloved, here's what I want you to see about this. The faithfulness of Tychicus started with a personal affection toward the Apostle Paul. What I want you to see is that when we talk about Christian faithfulness, we're talking about more than the performance of outward duties, of external things, of going through the motions. Christian faithfulness, the marks of a faithful disciple, includes one who develops warm and affectionate relationships with other Christians. There is a personal warmth, a personal affection that went between these two that tells us volumes about what Tychicus was like. We might not know Tychicus very well, but Paul did. And Paul considered him an integral part of his ministry. Beloved, your faithfulness starts with those cultivating that warm and affectionate heart toward other Christians. Jesus said, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." That's John 13:35. A faithful disciple is marked by being faithful in his love. In Grace Life, I want to tell you, the affection and the love that you show toward your leadership on such a consistent basis is a blessing to our hearts. The kindness and the warmth that we consistently receive from you is sustaining. It's marvelous. You demonstrate the marks of a faithful disciple to your leadership in this group. Part-time pastors, and you love us. Phil and I are grateful, and we thank you for it. My only exhortation would be to keep your hearts warm and affectionate toward each other so that you can excel still more. You show the marks of a faithful disciple with your love. This is a special place to be. Well, there's a second mark of a faithful disciple that I want to point out to you. Faithful disciple is not only faithful with his love, he's also faithful with his labor. He's faithful with his labor. Look at verse 21 with me again. Paul says, "But that you also may know about my circumstances, how I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord." Paul calls him a faithful minister in the Lord. That word minister comes from the word that means to serve. It includes the idea of giving assistance, of helping, of performing duties that are needed by the one around you. Tychicus was a servant. There was a practical dimension to his faithfulness. You see, a faithful disciple manifests more than simply on Sunday saying, "Ah, nice sermon, Pastor," and then going out and going away. Tell you the truth, speaking only for myself, that's not that significant. After a while, what really blesses the heart of a pastor is to see people like you who do your duties and who fulfill your responsibilities. And you can say, "You're a faithful servant. I know that the responsibilities you have are done. They're taken care of." And it frees the mind of the pastor to focus on the other things that he has to do. And here's the key, beloved. This is what is so important for you to embrace in your heart. One of the things, I guess. That kind of service that Paul is describing about Tychicus, always sending him out and knowing that Tychicus will go, That kind of service is often menial. It's often of a humble nature. And here's the thing. That kind of service doesn't appeal to the pride of our fallen hearts. There is no applause from men waiting for this kind of service. They aren't attracted to give attention to it. But the faithful disciple is oblivious to that. It's not even important to him because that is not why he's doing it. He's motivated by a love for Christ who died for his sins. He's motivated by a desire to serve Christ, just as Christ took the towel and wiped the feet of the disciples, saying, "This is not too menial for me. I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many." Tychicus, and the faithful disciple today, says, "There's menial work to be done. I'm there. I'm happy to do this." And the fact that men don't notice is irrelevant. That's the mark of a faithful disciple. Every time you see Tychicus, he's doing something for someone else. He was humble enough to carry out the instructions and free others to do their tasks for the Lord. And beloved, what I want you to see and remind you of is that the church, especially a church of this size, of Grace Community Church, the church is built on people like that. The church is built on people like you who are faithful in those seemingly small things. Those who receive an assignment and fulfill the job, even when it seems outwardly unimpressive. Beloved, we have to remind ourselves that in the kingdom of God, the perspective is different. Jesus said in Luke 16, verse 10, "He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful" what? "In much." It's the principle of faithfulness, not the task itself, that is of such priority. And so, beloved, as you contemplate the ministry that the Lord has given to you, don't focus on the fruit from it. Don't focus on the outward prominence of it. The Lord is evaluating you by faithfulness. Commit your heart to be reliable in what you've been asked to do and trust the Lord for what unfolds in the future. That takes a whole lot of extraneous, distracting stuff off the table. What have I got to do today? Lord, it's done. Tychicus was faithful with his love. He was faithful with his labor. He knew Paul's needs and he met them. He supported his spiritual leader even at the price of personal sacrifice. Now, those qualifications were important because they set the stage for another aspect of the task that Paul entrusted to him. Third mark of a faithful disciple. A faithful disciple is faithful with his lips. He's faithful with his lips. Look at the end of verse 21. And again, think with me from the perspective of the Apostle Paul. Paul says, "Tychicus, the beloved brother, this one that I have such fond affection for, this faithful minister in the Lord who does his labor and does it well, that Tychicus," into verse 21, "will make everything known to you. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, so that you may know about us and that he may comfort your hearts." You see, Tychicus was more than simply a messenger carrying letters in his robe, as it were. When he arrived at the churches, he was going to speak to the Christians that were there. He would tell them about Paul's condition. He would speak words that would comfort their hearts. He was going to stand and represent the Apostle Paul to the Christians that were there. Think about it, beloved. That is a big deal. Tychicus was so sure and so steadfast and so reliable and so trustworthy that Paul could send him out miles away and know that Tychicus would be a faithful representative of him and of the gospel in everything that he said. He authorized Tychicus to speak on his behalf. And so Tychicus had to deal with people like Paul would deal with them in order to comfort them and to represent the apostle to them. Paul could trust this Tychicus to advance the gospel when Tychicus spoke to the church. Turn back to Ephesians chapter 4 and you'll see what Tychicus was like in this regard. In the same epistle, Paul talked about what the lips should look like or sound like, depending on how you want to express that. But in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, Paul wrote, "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear." And just a few lines later, he says, "I'm going to send Tychicus and have him speak to you." He was faithful with his words. Beloved, let me ask you, are your words faithful? Are your words a faithful representation of the gospel? Beloved, do people walk away from conversations with you encouraged and strengthened in grace? Are they encouraged to be more faithful with Christ after they've interacted with you than before the conversation started? One of the marks of a faithful disciple is that he's faithful with his lips, and he carries that about with him. And you can know, Paul could know that this was true about Tychicus because it wasn't a staged aspect of Tychicus's life. This is what filled and flowed through the veins of Tychicus's spiritual life, and therefore what he spoke simply was the overflow of what was in his heart. Measure a faithful disciple by what comes out of his lips. Beloved, let us examine ourselves. Faithful disciple is seen through his love, his labor, and his lips. Finally, I like this last point. Not that I didn't like the other ones. But point number 4, what can you say about a faithful disciple? Point number 4, he's faithful for life. He's faithful for life. For the totality of the existence here on earth, he's faithful. Now, I told you the timeline of these different references to Tychicus, and I want to kind of pull them all together for you here. Think with me. There is a significant chronological progression that takes place in what we've looked at today. Acts chapter 20, AD 56. Ephesians and Colossians, AD 61. Titus, AD 65. 2 Timothy, AD 68. Beloved, do the math and extrapolate what Tychicus must have been like. He was faithful in 57. He was faithful in 61. He was faithful in 65. He was faithful in 68. There is a golden rope of faithfulness that runs throughout the Bible's testimony about his life. Do you see the pattern? The sweep of his life showed him faithful in his labor, faithful with his love, faithful with his words. Beloved, look at Tychicus and see a pattern for your own life. Tychicus did not start and flourish for a while like a flower out in a field and then shrivel up and go away and he wasn't to be found again. He was there being faithful throughout the years that we know him from the Bible. He was faithful for life. Paul met him. Tychicus was alongside him to Paul's dying breath. That's the mark of a faithful disciple. Now, beloved, let me pull this together for you. Let these things motivate you. If you've been discouraged lately, wondering if it's worth it, let this life of Tychicus motivate you and point you back to spiritual reality. Put your eyes on Christ and persevere. Beloved, let God's word from Galatians 6:9 refresh and encourage your hearts. Paul said, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." There is a reward to this kind of faithfulness, beloved. And when Paul says that Tychicus was a beloved brother, a faithful minister in the Lord, understand this. That affirmation is far more significant than it might seem on first glance. Because remember this about the Bible. The Apostle Paul was writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He was writing God's word when he wrote these letters. And so when he said that Tychicus is a faithful minister, a beloved brother, he was really expressing God's assessment of a faithful disciple. Forget what men see. Forget what men think, beloved. And train your eyes on the Lord who places great value on your faithfulness. Remember the value that God places on it and his promise to reward you for it. And find the encouragement that you need to persevere and to continue in your faithfulness. Because I have no doubt, beloved, that when Tychicus left this earth, he heard these words, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Those words will be your inheritance as well, my friends. Those of you that faithfully serve even when no one is watching, those of you that are faithful to the responsibilities that the Lord has given to you, take heart. Your Heavenly Father sees. Your Heavenly Father rewards that faithfulness. And beloved, more certainly than I am standing here at this moment, your Heavenly Father never forgets. The reward of your faithfulness is sure, it is certain, and it will be more abundant and more glorious than anything that you can imagine. Your faithfulness matters, beloved. Your faithfulness is a matter of eternal significance. Your faithfulness has a great reward. What's the takeaway? We'll give the Apostle Paul the final word to all of us as we face our duties in the coming week. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 57 and 58. "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil in the Lord is not in vain."
You know, we serve a Lord who was willing to do menial things like washing dirty feet and then took on the humiliation of the cross on our behalf. So let's commit to humble ourselves and serve others in gratitude to and out of our great love for Jesus Christ. Well, that concludes our current series titled The Faithful Servant here on The Truth Pulpit. And Pastor Don Green will bring you a new series next time. Do join us then. Well, Don's back here in studio right now, and he has a special invitation. Don?
Well, my friend, there is so much about life on this earth to make us anxious, fearful, and discouraged. Whether you go through this life with joy is directly tied to what you believe about the nature of God and the salvation that we find through faith in Jesus Christ alone. I hope that the Truth Pulpit is a source of strength to you as you live for Christ. Would you return the blessing by dropping us a note at thetruthpulpit.com? Look for the Contact Us link in the upper right-hand corner. Your brief greeting can assure that we keep the broadcast on this outlet as we continue to minister to you. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Don. And friend, don't forget to visit us at thetruthpulpit.com, where you can also learn more about this ministry. That's thetruthpulpit.com. I'm Bill Wright. Join us next time for more from The Truth Pulpit.